Now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Shout Out. I'm Andy Shilton.
And I'm Mitch Graham-McMorrow.
Today on the show we're talking to Mike Pony, the organiser of the upcoming Submerge Festival.
And I caught up with Freedom Youth to get their take on Black History Month.
Plus, of course, your LGBT plus news and events are all coming today right here on Shout Out. There's someone from the army in here.
Oh, I can see the camouflage.
You shouldn't see me. I'm sat next to a pot plant.
Blend. Oh, it spoke. The pot plant the spoke. Did you see that?
Yeah. It's a problem I sometimes get.
I think it's Lucy Potter.
Well, you know, the military look is very fashionable.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, apparently.
Something
it is for isn't it?
I had to rush in from work.
I own some combat, so I can't really complain.
I'm a lesbian. I'm wearing big clumpy boots. You know.
Yes, and you've got sensible shoes on and your hair tied back.
And my hair tied back and no makeup. Yeah. It fits the look really, really well.
Yes.
Well, glad it's you stereotyping yourself.
If I'm not going to do it, let's own that stereotype.
Yeah, let's own it.
Anyway, how are you?
Message to all lesbians listening. We know that they come in many shapes and sizes and colours and forms and please don't.
Yes, because I'm the complete opposite to the way that Lucy is dressed.
Mitch is very peacefully.
Which is actually quite funny because I was talking to you before we went on air, and of course you know Facebook does that looking back thing where it shows your face from previous years.
Yeah.
Of course we're now in a huge great studio, but if you remember 5 years ago it was a tiny little desk.
Yeah, we had a tiny little.
And there were some photos flashing up that's of me and Mitch presenting, when Mitch was one day she was pink and the next day you had green hair
and it was purple.
It was like presenting with a rainbow. It was.
I like that. That's interesting. Yes. Instead of, you know, what am I going to wear today, but also what colour is my hair going to be today?
Exactly. I was just saying, yes, I've got enough grey now.
We'd like it to come back.
Enough grey now to dye the grey and without bleaching it.
Is that what you had to do? You had to bleach it first.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think that's very good for your hair, is it?
No, not really.
No.
Hair grows back. It's very forgiving.
Yeah, well, for some people it grows back. For some of us it doesn't.
Oh. Some of us are blessed with a barnet, aren't we?
Yes.
You could do your beard, Andy. I'm just thinking.
It's white enough.
Maybe go for different colours every day.
What colour should I go for?
I think the nice blue would actually.
What, like Darren has?
Well, yeah, you could.
That's kind of electric blue.
Yeah. I was thinking more of a royal blue. Yeah.
Might clash with the seats then when I was presenting.
You could just turn to the side and we might not see
blend
half
into
your face.
The wall.
Yes, that is the problem with being camouflaged generally. You just get disappeared. You just get lost amongst the background. That's the whole point.
Anyway, right, I'm going to dive straight into it because we've got a lovely big interview with Mike Pony coming up. We're going to be talking about the Submerge Festival, which I'm really keen to find out about. But in the meantime, Lucy, can we get some events off you?
Okay.
That's that one, Lucy.
So out shout this week with the lovely Miss Potter.
Yes, two events to talk about, one in Weston-super-Mare, one in Bristol. So I'll start with the Weston one.
Okay.
The Weston club Cameo, it's the new club that opened last year on Weston. It's the LGBT club down there. They're going to be doing a fundraiser for next year's Weston-super-Mare Pride.
Great.
On Saturday, yes. So they're going to be doing the early bird ticket launch on Saturday down at the club. And hopefully, you know, if you want to, you know.
Oh, yes. We mentioned this last week. Yeah, it's the tickets for Pride, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Well, so it's a bit of a fundraiser for Pride and also launching the tickets for Pride. So, yeah, I mean, you know, get in early and then.
I spoke to the lovely Miss Beaver today.
She'll be hosting.
That she'll be hosting.
Yes. And it's a really important thing because, of course, you know, early ticket sales will then allow them to work out you know, the size and scope of the event. So
it also helps.
It helps with the planning and the cash flow and all that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, and Weston, like Bristol, it's run by a lot of very committed volunteers who give up a lot of their time.
Yeah.
So
they're lovely. We've had them on the show.
Yeah, if you are in the area, they're going to be having Ricky Withers, who is the main act. She's billed as the soul voice of Pride. So you know, you're going to be getting some good, hopefully, disco and soul and R&B and all that kind of stuff. So that's down in Weston Supermare this Saturday.
Cool.
Everybody get down there.
Yeah.
But if you're not in Weston Supermare and you're in Bristol, then, well, the one event I will mention is that Peaches is playing the Trinity Centre.
Oh my God.
Yes. But tickets have been sold out for months.
Yeah, we've got tickets.
Oh,
We're going.
Oh, well, Andy's not getting this, but
no. But then they're sold out, isn't it? You can't get in anyway.
If you're no, I can't. But there is, don't tell your mother, I think we've spoken to them before. They host a really good alternative indie night, LGBT friendly indie night, and it used to be in the Phoenix.
Yeah.
But it's now moved, and this month it's going to be in the Old Market Assembly. Just around the corner.
Nice one.
So that's going to be stepping on. The theme is going to be all sort of glittery. Their guest act is going to be Sarah Brightman and Hot Gossip.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to be coming along.
Sarah Brightman.
So they're saying, you know, as they say on their Facebook page, glitter bodysuits optional, but you know, highly recommended. Because Sarah Brightman started her career as a sort of disco act before she moved into opera. So, and I don't know if either of you have been out to the Old Market Assembly Rooms as a nighttime venue, but it's actually quite a good venue.
That's where the Shout Out Listeners Awards ceremony
is. Where the Shout Out Listeners Awards ceremony would be.
Yes.
And if I was coming out of a Peaches concert in Trinity Centre and thinking, wow, this is really good, don't tell your mother night around the corner at the Old Market Assembly Rooms, you know,
it could be a really good after party. People should be encouraged to go Peaches.
Yes, and
it's
people
a lovely
should be
venue.
Let's talk about Peaches
food
again.
In there is wonderful.
the pizzas are excellent. Yeah. They're really, really good.
Yeah. So the bakery did so well, they've bought the place next door and opened it in there now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, their bakery's great because they do vegan and gluten free as well. And vegan bakery, great if your partner's dairy intolerant.
Well, it's a specialised bakery. I mean, you've always been able to go and buy the bread, but now it's actually a shop next door as well, so you can actually go next door.
So there you go. So one event in Weston Supermare, one event in Bristol, both on a Saturday night. Plenty of chances to boogie, and if you're in Bristol, plenty of chances to feel upset about not getting Peaches tickets.
Which I can tell by your face, Lucy.
I'll keep Lucy away from Mitch now, so she doesn't steal her tickets.
Yeah. Well, you know, I came of age and came out at a time when Peaches was quite influential. Meant a lot to me. But hey, there we go. Never mind. I'll be fine. But both those events, if you go to their Facebook pages, both Cameo and also Don't Tell Your Mother, all the details are there for both those events on Saturday.
Great.
So that's how you can find out more.
Thank you, Lucy.
Brilliant.
No problem.
Thanks, Lucy.
Have a good time.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Nice bit of Enya there.
I did like Enya, actually.
Yeah. It's called Long Ships, that one.
Yes.
So it's a bit, that one.
Nice haunting voice.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one song that she was really famous for. I forget what it's called now.
It was with, wasn't it, when she was with Clannad? No.
I don't know, but it was using BA adverts and all sorts of things.
Orinoco Flow, that's it. Enya's Orinoco Flow.
So, anyway, I'm going to say welcome back to... I don't know that you've been on Shout Out before, but I've done loads of things with you, haven't I? But welcome to Shout Out to Mike Pony. Last time I saw you and I were on the stage kind of like watching drag artists, weren't we? So it's nice to catch up with you doing something completely different from that. But you come in to talk to us about the Submerge Film... not Film Festival, sorry, the Submerge Festival. Give us an idea, first of all, if someone's never heard of it, what is the Submerge Festival?
Hi. So it's a new festival of audiovisual art, electronic music and live performance. And it's a real mix of stuff. So we've put together loads and loads of different artists and art forms in lots of really strange places. And it's a festival of kind of discovery and exploration of that.
people. Great. I mean, the website's fantastic. I don't know if you've been to it. You go to it, the first thing you get is kind of like Ripley Water and the like. And I was suddenly like, oh, I'm glad I had my speakers on. Didn't miss that.
It's very tantalising. So what kind of acts? You talked about like quite diverse acts. Can you name a few of them?
Yeah, so we've got performance artists, kind of international performance artists, like Olivier de Sagazan, who was in the movie Samsara, and he's a French artist who was born in the Congo, who kind of smears his face with clay and paint. He's currently in the Shanghai Biennale right now, which is kind of amazing.
Oh, wow.
So we've got from kind of that kind of thing to international DJs. We've got a trans DJ from Brooklyn. We've got experimental music from Berlin. It's very diverse.
Now, it's not, we should point out, it's a full-on festival. It's not just like a one event. There's lots going on over the course of several days, isn't there?
Yeah, there's eight events, but the kind of first five are the...
I'm amazed you're still awake. So what are we kicking off with then? Is it, and which day is it?
So it starts on Friday the 18th of November at the Colston Hall with a concert called Dive. And that features an artist called Corliss, who's an electronic musician from Glasgow, who's... he's worked with a visual artist to make a Mylar laser mirror. So it's literally like this huge tunnel of lasers being fired out over your head in the lantern at the Colston Hall.
Wow.
So
when you said audio visual, you weren't kidding there, were you?
Yeah, it's a really visual.
So is that just one of the venues then, the lantern?
At the Colston Hall.
At the Colston Hall. Yeah. So where else are the sites for these events?
So it starts in the Colston Hall in the Lantern, and then we move to the Loco Club, which is the old railway tunnels under Temple Meads, the old ash pits.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Is it renamed? It used to be the tunnels.
It's not that venue. It's actually the former ash pits where the steam trains would throw their ash. So it's underneath the passenger shed. It's called the Loco Club.
Right.
It's run by Invisible Circus. So we moved to there, and then on the Saturday we go via St. Thomas the Martyr Church, the Fleece, the Coroner's Court in Lakota.
Cool. So is it all kind of music based? Are they all different music events?
Every event features a musician or a DJ, so there's always music in the event, but they're always curated alongside a performance artist, a visual artist. So it's a real, every event is about knowing maybe one of the artists, but discovering other artists in different fields.
Fantastic.
So what gave you the idea then? How did it all come about?
I worked with the Bristol Festival for a couple of years in a row, and I did their after parties. You might remember Dressage, originally for Bristol Pride.
Yeah.
We remade that at Lakota for In Between Time Festival in 2013, and then in 2015 we made The Storm, which maybe you remember was a big kind of laser show in the island.
Of course, you're most famous for horseplay, aren't you? That's what a lot of our listeners will know you for. You won a shout-out award. They voted for you, so...
Yeah, so it kind of developed from there, really. We made a big party for another festival, and then... Well, I made a big party. And then I thought, hey, this is really good. I could do more, and so that's how it happened.
So is this kind of like your main job, or is this something that you're trying to do on the side as well?
Well, I mean, I run lots of things now. I run the drag night, Eat, Sleep, Drag, Repeat. I work for Horseplay. I run a new queer night called Keep It Cute. So it's very... I'm keeping my fingers in all the pies.
So when you say lots of different things that you've got your fingers excuse me.
I was going to say, careful where you're going with this one, mate.
I just was interested. You said about this, I haven't heard of this other one as well. You said Cute As. Is this a new queer night?
So we launched a new queer night about a couple of weeks ago called Keep It Cute. It was in the Crofters Right on Stokes Croft, and we had Sean J. Wright come and DJ. He's one of the singers from Hercules and Love Affair.
Oh,
fantastic.
So, breaking news.
So Submerge is this, you know, where did you get the idea for the theme then? Is it, is oceans, I understand?
I think it says on your news thing that it's to the bottom of the ocean and back.
Yes.
I feel like I should be, it's really tricky to talk about this because there's a lot of work in the festival which is really beautiful and will make you kind of feel like real...
Oh, are we going to give a spoiler away or something?
No, it's not that. It's just that I'm really interested in dystopian fiction, and I'm really interested in kind of dark themes, and the festival feels quite dark, but actually the work is very beautiful and sometimes haunting, but The journey to the bottom of the ocean and back. I mean, the festival literally starts with an artist touching water to make sound, and it moves through kind of ice and then clay and then blood. So it's kind of a journey to the bottom of the ocean floor where you maybe don't survive, but the festival party, the ascent, is the moment in the festival where you come back up to the surface and kind of everything's okay again.
Right,
that's a very clever way of doing it, isn't it?
Yes.
So when you come up with an idea like that, is that then what kind of dictates which artists you're going to have, or do you get the artist first and then come up with a theme? Or I'm a bit nosy here. I'm just curious.
You can be as nosy as you like. It's a bit 50-50. Like you kind of you find artists and work that you like and think, oh, I really want that show. And that show inspires you to think about stuff. And I was reading Ballard's Drowned World, which there's a quote from the back of in my flyer. And I was just really interested in kind of curating work around water and oceany themes. And that's where the name came from, Submerge. It's kind of about, it's a merge of art and music. It's kind of refers to sub-bass, but also to being submerged in art or being immersed in something.
So can we get any other spoiler? You're kicking off with a big laser show that starts with someone touching water. Sorry, excuse me, in the lantern, which is, I think it's the one on the side, isn't it? It's not the main Colston Hall.
Yeah.
But it's a big venue, that one. Obviously famous for the lantern, hence the name. But so what other delights are people going to get at the other ones then?
Well, you may have heard of Check One, because I think they've been on radio quite a lot recently. They're curating a showcase of local electronic music in the Loco Club. Also, we've got an artist from Glasgow, FK Alexander, who is going to smash a block of ice with an axe in a strobe light.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
The other thing is we have a Canadian artist called Adam Basanta, who he makes a kind of audiovisual installation of light bulbs and speakers, which feels a bit like being surrounded by fireflies or jellyfish or stars. It's really quite magical.
Wow. That does sound really intriguing.
Doesn't it?
Oh.
Come.
Yes. Yeah, it'd be lovely to. I mean...
So we're over the 3 days, Friday, Saturday and Sunday?
It's from the 18th to the 20th. The Sunday, the festival finishes with a film by a local artist called Cuts, and it's a 40-minute film, which is kind of an existential...
Is this Ascent, or is that something different?
After the Ascent, which is the club night on the Saturday,
right? Okay.
We finish with a kind of looping film in an old morgue.
In a morgue?
Yeah, we've got deck chairs, though, to make it
nice. Is that the one behind the Loco Club? That was an old morgue, wasn't it?
It's the Coroner's Court, which is attached to Lakota, where the club night is there, and then we have this existential film playing on the Sunday.
A morgue with deck chairs. That's something I never thought I'd hear in my days on Shout Out.
Well, it looks like a fascinating building as well, so I bet it lends itself to that other, that ethereal kind of dynamic and like gothic.
It was built as a kind of Victorian school and then a coroner's court and morgue, and there's literally on the dance floor a sort of a gully where stuff used to go.
Yes.
Not great.
Yeah, I have been in there and it is a little bit like, morbid.
But it's an amazing building. We're just...
It's
edgy.
So give us some idea, because it sounds fascinating. Is it something that's a ticket per event, or can you buy one for the whole lot? Or
We're offering a festival pass, which is the cheapest and easiest way of seeing all of the events. And the festival is curated as a journey, so it really does make sense to kind of start at the beginning and trust us to take you somewhere. But you can also buy individuals
too.
And bring you back up.
Yeah.
But you can also buy individual events for each show. So if you like the look of a certain artist, you can sort of dive in that way and try something out without committing to the whole thing.
Cool. And what kind of cost are we talking about?
So events are ranged from £6 to about £18, and a festival pass is £50.
Oh, cool.
Plus booking.
And that would get you into all... Festival pass would get you into all of the events.
Yeah, you could see everything for a £50 pass.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all for 3 days,
Over 3 days, that's fantastic value.
So if people want to find out more and perhaps buy a ticket, I'm assuming... Well, I know you have a website because I just said it's an underwater website, what are the details?
So if you want to know more, you can go to www.submergefestival.co.uk, and we also have a Facebook page and a Twitter, which is at Submergefest or Submerge Festival.
So I bet they don't play underwater noise. It's worth going to the website just to have a look, because it starts off all underwater, then all of a sudden this music starts playing, doesn't it?
Well, the music is one of our artists, Adam Basanta, the Canadian artist. It's a soundtrack of his with a YouTube video of waves.
Oh, right. Fantastic. Oh, I did wonder. So I have to say, it's one of the nicest websites I've seen in a long time, that one. It kind of grabs you when you but don't have it up loud, because it will make you jump.
Well, we were really lucky. Crack Magazine designed it, so it's the Plinthy agency in there designed it. It's really cool of them.
Oh, right.
That's brilliant. Cool. Well, it sounds like a fantastic treat in store for everybody.
Thanks.
At the weekend. Well, it's next weekend, isn't it?
Yes.
So, yeah.
And before you go, how's Horseplay doing? Are you coming back soon?
We're planning quite an exciting 2017, but I'll tell you about that another time.
Cool. Well, listen, it's been lovely to catch up with you again. It's nice not to have Tragas screaming in our ears while we're trying to talk. But best of luck with the festival. It sounds absolutely fascinating.
Thank you very much.
So now, stay with us. News is up next. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Starboy.
I quite like Daft Punk, actually.
Yeah?
They do, yeah. They do some good tunes, Daft Punk.
Oh, you a Daft Punk fan, aren't
you? I like some of their stuff, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah. Indeed.
Man of many tastes.
That one.
Oh, is that...
Wasn't that Daft Punk?
How did it go again? Yes, I think I know the one you mean, yeah. You're doing
it's the robot dancing.
Sorry, I was doing the actions, which isn't very helpful.
And it looks fantastic. When we take over the television airwaves,
you'll see my fantastic physicality, folks. It's something to witness.
Oh, dear. How funny. So, anyway, Terry and Ivan are here, so let's get some news headlines.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 10th of November.
And in breaking news today, the Court of Appeal has ruled that the NHS England does have the power to fund PrEP to patients. NHS England said today's judgment confirmed that it had the ability, but not the obligation, to fund PrEP. An NHS spokesman said it would now formally consider whether to fund the drug.
The LGBT internet is electrified tonight following the election of Donald Trump as the 45th president of the United States. Will he preside over a repeal of LGBT civil rights, or is he a supporter of diversity? Well, it's hard to see exactly what he will do, since Mr. Trump has made several proclamations that can be read in different ways. The gay newswire Pink News was fearful last night that people who associated themselves with Mr. Trump's campaign, such as fundamentalist Christians and white nationalists, could be emboldened by his victory to press for anti-gay laws, or even engage in physical hate crimes themselves. On the other hand, a posting from the network LGB Trump, which sought to mobilise gay and trans voters in favour of Mr. Trump, said that, quote, "Tonight the nation elected a candidate that will not only protect the LGBT community, but the nation as a whole. Tonight we are able to say something we have waited a long time to say. I told you so." Meanwhile, Reuters reports that LGBT people united with other minorities such as Mexicans and African Americans to hold protest marches in several American cities, driving home the message that Mr. Trump does not represent all Americans.
Gay Star News says that activist groups in the States are bracing themselves for an epidemic of hate crime against all minorities. They point out that the UK's vote to leave the EU in June emboldened racists and other bigots who had been on the back foot for years, giving rise to a huge spike in hate crimes against Jewish, gay, trans, black and Polish communities, amongst others. The Newswire urges its readers to report all hate crimes to appropriate charities and agencies.
The Advocate, the United States' long-standing gay and lesbian news magazine, which incidentally next year will mark its 50th anniversary, reports that Stephen Skinner in West Virginia lost his bid to be elected to the state Senate. Mr. Skinner had backed trans rights whilst in the House of Delegates, but had provoked the ire of hate groups such as the Christian fundamentalist Family Research Council and a small number of fringe feminists known as TERFs. The FRC had made an inflammatory campaign video telling voters that supporters of trans people wanted to let adult men into little girls' showers. The FRC is formally listed as a bona fide hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Centre, which monitors the activities of such organisations.
Staying with the United States elections, Kate Brown made history in the elections this week by becoming the first out bisexual person to be elected as the governor of a US state. She beat off a Republican opponent to represent the Democrats for Oregon. The Victory Fund, which helps get LGBT people elected in the US, said, while the LGBT community will forever recognize Governor Brown as a historic first, most Oregonians will remember her strong leadership and support for issues that matter most to their lives. They made an outstanding choice in electing Governor Brown.
In Britain, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn offered his analysis of Mr. Trump's victory in the US polls. According to the communist daily paper, The Morning Star, Mr. Corbyn said that the election had been a slap in the face for the political classes of the US and Europe, but warned that Mr. Trump's economic policies were not the right way to address the disenfranchisement of white working class voters.
Gay, bi and trans men's fetish web portal, Recon.com, is gearing up, literally and metaphorically, for World AIDS Day on Thursday, the 1st of December. In a press release, the website, which has more than 100,000 members worldwide, said that users can add a virtual red AIDS awareness ribbon to their web profile. Their chosen charity this year is GMFA, which has been working for gay and bi men's health since 1992.
And finally, let's look at the long sweep of history on this most historic week. Back in April 1992, a shock victory for the Conservative Party in the UK general elections led to a spike in hate incidents. Gay Times magazine reported at the time that it, along with Jewish, Black and Asian organisations, had received poison pen letters gloating at the election result and predicting the suppression of immigrants and other minorities by a far-right administration. But this did not happen. Through the 90s, despite setbacks and disappointments, the progress of LGBT and wider civil rights continued, and by the end of the decade, Britain was a very different country from what it had been in the 80s. Tonight, the media website Digital Spy gives the last word to the lesbian talk show host Ellen DeGeneres, whose programme airs in the UK on the ITV network. DeGeneres said, gave a message to a divided America saying, I believe we can all come together because if you take away the labels, you realise we're far more alike than we are different.
For these news stories and more, visit our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr
and Ivan Jackson.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
This year, the Shout Out Listeners Awards are returning, and they're bigger than ever.
Ending with a massive awards ceremony and after party.
The awards are your chance to tell us who you think is the best of the best.
With categories covering everything from best dining experience to best support group or organisation.
From best drag artist to best festival.
Plus, our most prestigious award, the Local Hero of the Year, is back too.
Voting for the Shout Out Listeners Awards is divided into two rounds.
Round one is open nominations. You can vote for anyone in any category you feel is fitting.
When round one closes, we take the top nominations in each category and shortlist them.
Then round two will open for you to vote on those that have been shortlisted.
This year, the winners will be announced at our brand new awards ceremony,
taking place at the Old Market Assembly in Bristol.
But the best bit of all, it's free.
Yes, not only are nominating and voting completely free,
but the awards ceremony itself will be completely free to attend.
The Shout Out Listeners Awards are there to give you a voice, to tell us who you think is your best of the best.
For more information and to nominate, go to shoutoutradio.lgbt/awards.
Round one opens 24th of November.
The Shout Out Podcast.
From Suicide Squad, that's Heathens.
Oh, I thought they said 21
Pilots.
21 Pilots. Mm. Is that Suicide Squad the film?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good film, actually. I quite enjoyed it. Yeah. It was slammed in some quarters, but I thought it was good.
I saw Doctor Strange at the weekend.
Oh, is
that
it good?
That was good. Mm, yeah, fantastic. Very good. Yeah, it's Benedict Cumberbatch. I'm quite a fan of his. I think he's a good actor.
Was he playing anybody apart from Benedict Cumberbatch, or was he doing his?
Well, he was Doctor Strange. So. Yeah.
Okay,
you could do that very well.
Anyway, should we come back to this? This is your piece, isn't it, Mitch?
It is because it was last month. October is Black History Month, and I was really interested to find out some things, and I'll let the feature do its talking.
It does its own.
Cool.
It does its own little intro.
Nice when it's like that, isn't it? Cool. Let's have a listen.
October was Black History Month, and I went along to Freedom Youth to find out what their thoughts were around visibility for LGBT plus black and minority ethnic groups of people. Here's what they said.
Do you feel Black History Month is important in the LGBT plus community?
I just think it's important in the LGBT community because a lot of them black people are getting discriminated and like judged for who they are.
Yeah, I think it's good to kind of, you know, it's important to like for like Black History Month and like LGBT sort of things, we can like represent kind of all the kind of different aspects of it.
Do you think there is less representation for LGBT plus people of colour in history?
Yeah, I think so. I think.
How about naming? Can you name somebody who is LGBT and BME or a person of colour? Just off the top of your head.
Is it Laverne Cox?
Yeah.
She's cool.
I think that's probably quite telling as well. It's not a trick question. It's just that, you know, how hard is it for people of colour to feel represented when, you know, we struggle to name people of colour in terms of who they are as LGBT people as well. So,
have you learned anything about LGBT plus people of colour in school or everyday life?
No.
I have, like, a bit. They kind of touched on it really very briefly, but I feel like in you know, schools and stuff like that, where, like, they kind of teach you more about that sort of thing, they don't really touch on that many, like, LGBT kind of things and, you know, LGBT and, like, Black History Month sort of, like, both together. They didn't really touch on it as much as I would have liked, I think.
Do you think it's important to have visible role models of LGBT plus people of colour in society?
Yes.
Definitely, yeah. I think it's good because, like, well, I don't know, like, I mean, it's good to have, like, everyone from, like, all these kind of different walks of life and, like, you know, different, like, aspects of the LGBT community so that, like, everyone, you know, who's a part of it feels included and stuff, I think.
Yeah, one of the things I was going to say is it was two who started the Stonewall riots, but they were both trans women and one was a Latino and one was a black woman. There was also a trans man on the door, a bouncer, who was also one of the ones who started the riots. So I think that those kind of things are part of our history as LGBT people and we need that to be, like, recognised and represented. I mean, do you know anybody who is BME and LGBT in UK?
I knew Marsha P. Johnson, but, like, American, I don't know many in the UK, though.
Yeah, well, we got people like Skin from Skunk Anansie, is a musician and a singer, and she's very out and proud black lesbian woman. And there's Ricky Beadle Blair, who did Metro. He did a TV and theatre production called Fit, which was...
Fairfield.
Yeah. You're made to watch it in year seven.
Yeah, well, that's Ricky Beadle Blair. And I think that you'll find that it is really hard as well, not just for you folks as well, but for other people to find names to come up with. So it'd be interesting if we can talk to other people in the group and find out if they know.
Do you feel Black History Month is important in the LGBT plus community and why?
Definitely. Everything needs to be representative of where it is. So in central Bristol, I think there's like 90 languages spoken and that should be represented in what we do.
Like, there are a lot of different cultural groups in Bristol. It feels like each and every one of them should have their own representation.
Do you think there is less representation for LGBT plus people of colour in history?
we were talking about it a few weeks ago, and we honestly couldn't name any Black LGBT people in the media. Our minds just went blank, and it's not because we don't think of that, like, think about it much. It's there is no representation. There's barely anyone that we can think of. Difficult to think of people.
Yeah, I mean, you. It's like sort of like a stereotype. Honestly, you kind of see non-white
cis gay men.
Yeah, yeah. That's usually like the norm, essentially.
Have you learned anything about LGBT plus people of colour in school or everyday life?
We've been doing loads of stuff on Black History Month in school, so we've had presentations done, and there's like a ongoing slideshow in our canteen of black people. But I don't think we've specifically talked about black LGBT people. That's something they have missed out on, that they could have talked about, but they didn't. But I think it is just because there's barely any representation to talk about.
Yeah, it's the same for me. In my school, we do talk about Black History Month and stuff like that. It's like we never really talk about the LGBT side of it. Because, yeah, it isn't really spoken of that much.
Do you think it's important to have visible role models in society?
Definitely. There needs to be role models for everything, like, from different people of colour to different gender sexualities, and that needs to... Like, you need to have intersections as well, so you need black LGBT people, because there are young black LGBT people looking for that role model.
Yeah, everyone needs a role model, and, like, everyone who's represent all the different culture groups who are represented definitely need their own individual role models. It's like kind of hard to imagine.
Yeah.
It's what you were saying about not having enough role models, enough representation. You picked up on as well is when they talk about Black History Month, they don't include those kind of subsections of intersectionality which we were talking about. We're hoping that we can address this kind of stuff as well. Yeah. And you as young people, it's important that you also say, we need to hear more about this, we need to know more about this. So, really good, thank you.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
Little Mix. Shout out to my ex. Not for me.
Not for you. No. You don't need to shout out to your ex.
No, I don't.
have you got an ex?
I have, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, you're old enough, aren't you, to have a few exes?
Yeah, I have got a few exes, actually. Mm. Yeah.
I like what you've done with your hair tonight, Andy. You've washed it, haven't you?
Looks I haven't got really any hair. What nice. Are you about?
Really nice. Going a bit flat with the headphones on the top.
I think it's the bouffant.
Welcome back, Steph.
I think it's the bouffant quiff that.
That's the words Steph, I was looking.
It was. You were remarking on that. Yeah, yes. And it does look.
We just
wonder
how much hairspray it takes to make yours the same, absolutely identical every single week.
Two cans. It cost me a fortune.
how did you manage to get in the studio? I wedged a chair up against the door, and you still managed to get in.
There's a pane of glass missing on the top.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
I got a ladder.
She's supposed to be a producer this week.
I did.
Beautifully did. Produced
yes,
show,
I did
say.
The clapperboard at the beginning
Amazing.
Of the show.
Yeah.
Take one. Yeah, what are we on now? Steady. Take six.
Ready, steady.
Now, a very quick mention again. As you probably noticed from the adverts that are running, the Shout Out Listeners Awards are returning this year, and they're bigger than ever. It all kicks off on the 24th of November, but the big bit is that there will be press packs available this year and all kinds of things you can download from the website. And also, the awards ceremony is going to be a big old party, isn't it?
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
That's
going to be good.
That's 9th of February next year will be the awards ceremony.
It's awards ceremony and after party.
Yeah, and after party. It's all completely free. Completely
well, the
free.
After party is going to be a buzz. I mean, you've made sure this year that it's going to be absolutely stupendous.
I know, we've got some weird DJ.
Weirdo DJ coming in. Yeah, but still.
Don't call them weirdos.
Oh. It's Steph.
Everybody is
it's
going
Steph.
To be allowed
that's
to express
true.
Their DJ-ness.
They're weirdos.
You're right.
Well, it's not an open DJ thing. But no, Steph's going to be doing Handbags and High Heels as the after party, which is a show here on BCFM if you're listening on one of the other stations, which is basically camp music and Steph taking the mickey out of Ivan most weeks.
Yeah, sometimes goes the other way. Yeah.
He does. He's learned to fight back now. You, my darling.
I'm glad you have that, to. Ivan.
My darling.
See, my husband said to me last week, he said, be nice to Steph. You're always horrible. So last week, me and Steph were really nice to each other. When I got home, he said, oh, that's odd. It's just weird you two being nice to each other.
He was freaking out, wasn't he? Oh.
So, but yeah, anyway, the dates for your diary. So 24th of November is when it opens. It will open live on air. For those that listen for 7 o'clock. And then there is a 2-hour live broadcast on the 9th of February next year coming from the Old Market Assembly here in Bristol, which you can come to and attend. It is free, obviously, first come, first served. Or, of course, you can listen on your radio as well. Which
and meet the team in the flesh.
Yes.
The flesh.
I think Mitch is trying to pull something up, aren't you, Mitch?
Oh, I was trying to mention also, can we just bear in mind that next Friday is going to be holding the Transgender Day of Remembrance ceremony at the Anson Rooms, and also in the daytime, what we're hoping is that there will be a flag-raising ceremony in the afternoon with the Lord Mayor.
On College Green?
On College Green, with the Lord Mayor, and the flag, the transgender flag, will be raised and be flying around.
I don't suppose you know what
weekend.
Time if people want to go.
Around,
you?
Well, it's been booked for about 4:30, but there is, you know, we do, you know, so we're hoping it's going to be 4:30.
It's almost dark at 4:30, isn't it?
Yes, that's the thing. Yes, we were hoping to have it a little bit earlier. It would be nice.
But the flag will be up for some time.
The flag will be up over the weekend, cool. And also it will land on the day.
Flags,
which is,
the trans flag's been up outside on College Green for a while.
Yes, but
because I've got the gay rainbow as well. Not gay rainbow, yes, the LGBT plus rainbow.
Yeah. We asked them to do that around Pride as well, but obviously there's
a formal ceremony.
A formal ceremony and an acknowledgement, and you know, around the event as
and
well.
Talking of things like that, I thought it was lovely to see that in Orlando they're going to turn the old Pulse nightclub into a memorial as well.
Yeah, and the local town council, is it Orlando Council?
Yeah,
they're
spending $1.5 million just to purchase it.
Mm. Wow,
that's fantastic.
So that they can turn it into a memorial, because that was one of the worst events of the year.
Yes, it was. Yeah, terrible.
It was 2016 has had quite a few
shock
horrors.
Still,
hasn't it?
Christmas is around the corner.
It is, yes. Only, what, 6 weeks to go now?
Mm, yes.
Done your Christmas shopping yet?
I can't believe you mentioned that C word. It's not even
don't
December.
Don't even go there.
Anyway, that's it for this week. Remember, do grab your Submerged tickets if you're off to go see that. It sounds brilliant, doesn't it?
It does. And if you need the link or want more information, it's all on our website, shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Anyway, next week we're putting the T in engineering. Mm. Don't ask me where. I'm not sure, but we'll find out next week. But for myself and the seams, say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.